All right, what's happening in Cheddar?
Hey, Joseph.
Who's this, please?
This is Zach. We had talked about a couple weeks ago about your property on Granite Avenue.
Yeah.
How's your day going?
It's okay.
Cool.
I haven't done anything yet. I'm still looking at places to move out of, move to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you might check back in another. Well, I got to go see some places tomorrow, so you might call back every
week.
You know, and
sure.
Sure. Okay.
Well, we're interested in it. And, you know, I just kind of wanted to, you know, see, you know, if, you know, the process makes sense. You know, if it does, then, you know, maybe it's something that we could get, you know, lined up. And if not, you know, that's okay, too.
What are you offering?
You know.
Oh, you don't know yet. You don't know what you want to offer yet. Okay. That's all right. Tell me your name.
What do you
again.
Mean by that? This is Zach.
Z-A-C-K-C-H?
Yes, sir. Yep. We talked before. I don't know if you recall.
Very vaguely. I don't remember for sure.
Yeah.
What are you offering? What are you thinking about offering for the place?
Well, I'd like to offer something that works out between the both of us, you know.
What do you plan to do with the place?
Well, ideally, fix it up and,
okay, look,
you know.
See, if you're just want to fix it up and resell it, then it doesn't make sense for me to sell it to you. I need to sell it to somebody who's going to move into it, you know.
Right.
Because you got to make some money on the deal. That's what you're trying to do. And if I want the best price I can get, I've got to sell it to somebody who's going to move into it.
Okay.
You know, take up residence. Yeah.
You're a smart guy. Yep. That's exactly, you know. But let me ask you this. You know, because I know, you know, maybe you said you recall a little bit. And, you know, my intention here is, you know, I don't just give people offers and then, you know, I really want to see if we can kind of work on a, you know, forward direction. So I know, you know, it's not going to fit our cash program because you want the top dollar and you're not necessarily in a hurry. You're not distressed.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, good for you know, all parties, really. But, you know, I know the location. Go ahead.
But it's going to make more sense for me to sell it to somebody who's going to live in it.
Sure.
Because they'll pay for it. And you, if you just want to buy it and work it over a little bit and resell it, then you got to make a profit in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you
are you against? Are you? Go ahead. Are you against working with, you know, anyone, you know, or are you looking to, you know, do things completely by yourself? You know, I'm not opposed to, you know, everyone, you know, having a winnable solution, and everyone wants the most for their property. You know, I get it. You know, could you sell it yourself? I guarantee you could. Will you bring the most to the table versus selling with someone?
I
can't say for sure. I don't believe that would be the case. And everybody, you know, life is negotiable. So, you know, I'm willing to work with you. You know, you remember Forrest? He had met with you.
Do I remember
Forrest? He came out and met with you and saw you at the property.
I remember. Sorry, I don't remember.
Okay. What I'm proposing is, you know, I'd love to be able to see this property and, you know, get you the most for what you have. And, you know, I think the best way to do that is, you know, working together on the retail side of things. I mean, is that something that you'd even consider, or are you, you know, stuck on that you're, you know, going to sell it yourself?
Probably end up selling myself anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, that's the cleanest way. So, well, but I'm not in a position to sell it yet anyway, so remains to me as things filter through what happens. So right now, I'm
sure.
Still in a state of flux. All right?
Yep. All right, Joseph. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to speak with me.
All right, man. You take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.